to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week for 5 years now, we've been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, as the last podcast of 2024, we're going to talk about our New Year's resolutions. So it's almost going to be 6 years for the podcast soon.
So this is the...
Starting in April of 2024.
This is the sixth calendar year of the podcast. We started in 2020, and now we're in 2025. So
soon
it will be the sixth calendar year.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is crazy. You were just 5 years old, kindergarten, during COVID, outside the city for a while, and we picked back up from where I'd left off with the follow-up, and here we are.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all of the nice comments on Apple Podcasts. And we always say that when you leave them on Apple Podcasts and even just a rating and review, it helps others discover the podcast easier. So it's nice to be able to do that. Also do that on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. So last week we did High Low Learn of 2024. And this week is more of, doesn't have to be a resolution, just things that you want to improve, things that you want to focus on in 2025.
Or even like something you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right. So
whatever.
It doesn't have to be a resolution. Yeah. Just something that you would like to, you would like to accomplish in 2025.
Yes.
Or hopefully more than one thing, because I don't know what you're going to say at all. So let's see. So what's on your mind?
So the first thing I want to do, and this is going to take me, I'm going to try to do it like over the course of the year. But I would like to get faster in the morning for school. You see, I wake up at 6 and I leave home at 7:25, 7:30. And I eat when I'm actually not super hungry in the morning. And I eat when I'm not hungry, I eat like an ant. And it takes me like a long time. And it takes me a long time to do things. It takes me a long time to get out of bed. So, and I want to be able, it does. Just, I take a long time for things. So I want to get faster so I don't have to wake up as early.
Okay. So right now you wake up at 6:02.
Yes.
Your alarm goes off at 6:02 and your alarm is across your room. You get up and you're out of your room
by 6:04.
By 6:04. Okay. So what we say is that, and then you're in the bathroom, and that is, to me, that is the amount of time that is spent, like, when you're out of your room, in the bathroom, doing whatever you're doing, that time of like brushing your teeth, washing your face, all that stuff, just that takes too long.
Yeah, but it only takes like 10 minutes.
That's a long time to brush your teeth and wash your face.
But I brush my teeth and I wash my face and I talk to mom and I do my toner and I do my cream.
Okay. So what I say to you is I ask you,
because when
to...
I get out of my room, mom's like sitting like at the table, so I talk to her, and then I go do that, and that amounts
right,
to my time.
Right, so that you can cut down on time there, because I ask you, I need to know what you want for breakfast by 6:20, and then make breakfast, and then you can start eating breakfast at 6:25.
Yes.
Or depending on what you're having, and then eating breakfast. I don't want you to scarf down your breakfast, and you don't like eating fast anyway, but just have to eat.
Yes,
and
I know.
So maybe
I'm not hungry in the morning.
So 20 minutes for breakfast is a reasonable amount.
Yeah, I'm just not hungry.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm not hungry in the morning.
But you don't have a big breakfast.
Yeah.
You usually have toast and fruit.
Yeah, but that's a lot when I'm not hungry.
I don't know what to tell you then. Yeah,
that's my point.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. So how are you going to go about this?
I don't know. That I'm going to think about. I'm going to think about how I can go about my thinking.
Okay. So you just, and would it help to pick out your clothes the night before?
No. Because I don't know my mood for the next day.
Okay. Yeah. So neither do we. all right.
Yeah.
So then... We will, because we also then set an alarm for 6:52, just to give you a heads up. Hey, it's 6:52. It's, let's wrap up breakfast here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay. What else?
You want to go?
No, go ahead.
We have to alternate.
We have to alternate?
Yes.
Okay. I want to be more organized now that, I guess I would say there are more responsibilities at work. I need to make sure that I am organized and understanding in corporate America and the corporate world of putting in my schedule everything that I have that day. So if someone says, oh, when can I get on your schedule? And if they look at my calendar, I need them to see, okay, yes, I have this block of time reserved for this. So it's not just meeting. I need to be more proactive in being organized and knowing and giving myself enough time to not just have meetings, but to execute things. That is something I need to focus on.
Something you could put on your calendar is leaving office, like around this time. So people don't like, let's say you have to leave at 5.
Yeah.
People aren't scheduling a 5 o'clock call with you.
Well, sure. Yeah, like, that's
end
helpful.
Of day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's helpful.
Yeah.
And then and scheduling lunch too. Putting that in also. Like making sure that there's maybe 30 minutes in there for lunch, which would be helpful. So that's a day one focus thing for me. And I've already started, but that is definitely a focus.
Mine's an organization one, but a little different than yours.
Okay.
So, especially at school.
Can't wait to hear this. Yeah.
I need to be like more organized, like, and at home. Once I organize my things, I need to keep them organized.
Okay.
Like, my room, like, after
how
I...
Wait, hold on 1 second. Is stop saying like going to okay. be one of these things?
Sure.
Okay, great.
That was my third one.
Actually. Oh, excellent. Well, good. I can't wait to get that.
After I organize my room or locker, my goal is not to have to clean it again for 3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
Your locker.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, that's gotcha. Impossible. But
so,
yes.
So here's...
Well, my room is 3 months. My locker is 2 months.
Well, I mean, your room takes a day. So you
yeah.
need... So here's one of the things about being organized and having things together. Is that if you put things in like that are so tight, like a bookshelf, it's so tight, you take one out, you might not be able to then slide another one in. So
Are you talking about my bookshelf?
Well, I'm looking at your bookshelf or it's thinking about your locker, or I'm just thinking about other things like a pencil case of when you have a lot of stuff in, it might look nice.
Yeah.
But then when you take one out, then it's tough to get it back in. So maybe it's a matter of having fewer things or taking more out or not having everything all together all the time.
Yeah.
So that you can actually be organized and find some things.
Just like, I because like sometimes I'm in like a rush to get places at class, like from, like let's say.
You got to stop with the like.
Okay.
I won't make it through 2025 on this podcast.
Okay. A lot of times,
mm-hmm.
our teachers let us out. Like, they dismiss us 1 or 2 minutes late sometimes, or we just wait for our friends and leave 1 or 2 minutes late.
Okay.
And then if I have somewhere to be, then I only have, like, 2 minutes. I have to get my stuff, so I just throw my stuff in my locker like crazy.
Is there...
And...
Okay.
And then I like take my stuff, and then I try to put it away, but then it's not as neat, and it's all shebang.
Is there any, when you have certain teachers that you know are going usually let you out 1 or 2 minutes late, can you then prepare for that so that you have your stuff already? Maybe it's in your previous period when you go to your locker, you get your stuff for, oh, I know this person is going to leave me out 2 minutes late, so let me just put this in.
No, I don't know, because it's usually I wait for my friends. So, yeah.
Well, then I would then get ahead of it.
Okay, I'll do that. But, yes.
Yeah, I would get ahead of it. And then you can wait for your friends and just have fun instead of being stressed about it.
Okay.
All right. Another thing for me would be to... I try very hard to be patient with you. I try. And I know that might not have seemed that way with me just saying I might not get through the 2025 podcast with you saying like.
I get that. Yeah.
But I try to be patient, and I'm going to continue that way. I have high expectations for you, and I should say I expect a lot from you in your just day-to-day life. So I think that my patience level, I need to take a step back at times and say, okay, if that's how she wants to do it, that's how she's going to do it. Or she doesn't want to put in all of her effort to that, okay? You can't force it. So that's I'm going to be working very hard on my patience. Okay. And I would ask you to not take advantage of that.
Okay. Yes. I'll try.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And my last one is to stop saying like.
How are you gonna try to do that?
I'm gonna try to collect my thoughts before I speak, and try not to use like.
Oh. Okay.
Like. Yeah. Try not to use filler words. Like.
Correct.
And use like when only appropriate.
Understood.
Like use filler words like that makes sense there.
Correct.
Right.
When you're giving a list.
Yes. Correct. I'm going to try to use like only when appropriate to use like.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea. And it is not just irritating to me.
It's irritating to listen to.
Yes, and I know. And this will also help you out in the future. Well, in the present and the future. It's how you present yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's also helpful to not use it day to day with your friends, because then it just carries over onto this or everything else. So just, you have one way of speaking, carry it forward.
Yeah.
And when you start to recognize it, stop yourself. And even if you're with your friends, just stop yourself and then say it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to try.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to, we're recording this on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to 2025 with you.
I'm looking at 2025 with you.
All right. I love you.
Love you.